B-Pod Studios.
Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine, everybody.
Now, Manny, I notice in your home studio, which is just you in a closet, you have a towel to the right of you. That's, I guess, to insulate sound?
It is, but wait to see, Roy, what's behind the towel.
Okay, he's now removing the towel. Ooh, looks like a fabulous show dress. Like bedazzled sparkles.
A sequenced Vegas.
Yeah. Like, are you and Celine Dion getting together later?
It does. It looks like Celine Dion's closet.
It's my wife's, like, dressier closet, you know, because she's got her closet of, like, clothes. And then this is, like, the dressier guest room closet.
Okay. Two closets.
So what do you,
here's the dress she wore at the wedding. She wore two wedding dresses.
Oh. This is, like, her phone don't wedding touch dress. It.
Why?
Because you're getting your oils on it.
No, it's fine.
You're ruining.
That happened on the wedding night, Roy.
Is that?
Silly boy.
I don't know if you know that word, but.
My man.
There's more than just his oils on, I'm sure.
Well, why do you have a towel up there? Because your wife doesn't want you spitting on the clothes?
No, because this actually pushes the clothes in. Listen, this will be my one thing that I'll share with you.
Yeah.
I broke the studio down laughingly with a huge smile in June of last year. This was a fun run. I'm glad.
Well, we were allowed to take our masks off.
Yeah. So I broke down the studio and we took back the guest room closet. So when I reset it up again last week, I was like, all right, I'll just set, like, I didn't want to remove everything and, like, do a whole thing again. You know what I mean? And, well, now here I am working from home for the week because my son was close contact and now I'm staying safe from you guys. But, like, so I just kind of half ate it, you know? But it is annoying. It's like the clothes are pushing into me, you know?
Yeah, I just see this thing attacking you on your right. But,
yeah.
All right. So, anyway. What's the one thing you want to bring to the show?
I made a big purchase yesterday.
What'd you do?
I broke down and I bought a new computer.
Yay! We had the same computer. So Lorraine and I are on this weird thing where we buy computers at the same time. We bought our MacBooks back in 2013? 15.
Okay, 15.
And then I just got my MacBook and you just got yours.
You guys are cycling together. How cool.
Now, neither one of us actually have them yet, but we've ordered them.
Thanks, so. Apple. Thanks. Evidelly, yeah, there's shipping delays. Supply chain shortages everywhere.
Yeah.
No, nothing. You know, Sterling and I are doing this really fun thing of cooking dinner together, which I don't know if you guys all cook dinner with your significant other. It's actually been really fun and been really bonding. And he does, like, a lot of the cleaning, so, like,
it's a win-win for you.
Yeah, so, like, at the end, there's, like, nothing to clean. It's amazing.
Why he's cleaning?
He's cooking.
I'm cooking. So, he'll do something while I'm cooking, and then he'll cook, and then I'm typically watching him cook.
typically drinking.
Yeah, but
play a little music and drink some wine while you're doing it?
No, because
Because
I told you guys, I think he like alcohol shames me. I was about to have a drink last night. He goes, it's getting pretty close to 8. I'm like, all right, well.
I guess I won't.
You're such an old couple. It's like something like the grandparents would say to each other.
Yeah, I was like
Harold. Turn your program down. It's getting close to 8:30.
I was like, all right, fine. I won't have a drink. Damn.
That's funny. Well, speaking of music, I'd love to do a song here, and then I want to come back and play a song for you from a fantastic kids movie that I watched 30 times yesterday since all of us are home.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Yeah,
it's going to be a good mood song, too. You're going to love it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Manny, you have a kids song you want to share.
Yeah. It's Barney.
Oh, gosh. It's not Let It Go, right? Like, I don't know if I can have that stuck in my head all day.
Anybody who's a parent knows that kids fixate on certain movies. Mm-hmm. And for my daughter, it was Moana for a long time, then Frozen 1, then Frozen 2, then Lion King. And I finally was able yesterday to introduce her to The Lion King 2, which in just one day, she's watched about 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And the opening song in The Lion King 2, I forgot about it, is so, like, every time the song plays, no matter what I'm doing, I just stop. And it's just like a feel-good song.
Okay.
It's called He Lives in You. And I'd like you all to stand up.
Dance? Or crank it up for us.
Now, my wife says the movie's crap, but the song's not bad.
It's a pretty good song so far.
And the spirit of life calling.
And all the animals are getting together at this point in the movie and going to the watering hole.
Oh.
And the voice with the feel of a child answers. Oh, my man.
Oh. I don't know this part of the song.
Why are they waiting?
There's no mountain too great.
Come on, Roy.
Okay.
You're listening to the Mainy Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Okay. Now it's sounding really like Lion King now.
Yeah, it's got like a
came out in 1998.
Bill Collins feel. Who sings it?
Yeah, who is it?
Who sings it? I don't know. I'm hanging off of YouTube right now.
Well, what's up with Disney songs having banging songs? Remember, it didn't, what's that one band that's like famous back in the 80s that made the George of the Jungle song? Like famous people, Elton John's in the original Lion King.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like Celine Dion and Peba Bryson did the Beauty and the Beast song.
Christina Aguilera did Mulan.
Mm-hmm.
Mulan.
Like, no matter what mood you're in, when that song comes on, it's just a total feel-good song. And I just wanted to share it this morning so that we have
a
good show.
Well, thanks,
Manny. Nicole feeling.
Wants us to go to break?
Yep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the main one, the Real Morning Show. Time for Roy's Mind Bender. I try to get a question that stumps the Carolinas. And typically, I've been on a really good roll lately where it's been taking like the whole show for people to get it right. All right, so here's today's question. This food item is thrown away, even though it's still good to eat, more than any other food item. This food item is thrown away, even though it's still good to eat, more than any other food item. 704-570-9595.
So, Lorraine, he's saying eat, which takes my first guess out, which would be throwing away milk. Because I have, like, nobody messes with milk. If the milk date says that it's not good after January 10th, it's gone on January 11th.
Yeah. So I was thinking.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Bananas.
Lorraine, you would be correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. Good job, Lorraine.
I'm sorry. I know, like, bananas go bad so quickly in our house, our kids will not eat them, so I make more banana bread than I know what to do with, because it's still good.
It's still good to eat.
Nobody wants to eat them, though. I'm sorry, I ruined your
life. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Everybody's texting and guessing that banana anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot harder.
Give us Mind Bender Part 2.
That's fine, but yeah, it is bananas. Even though they're brown on the outside. They're still good on the inside. All right. The average person will buy 12 of these in their lifetime.
He's sticking it to you now. He went from, like, medium hard to, like,
sturdy. Yeah.
Guess now they're in.
12? That's a lot.
Yeah.
And by the way, you have to call us to win the Mindbender and become the smartest person in the Carolinas. You can't text your answer in. You have to call us at 704-570-9595 and physically talk and give us the answer.
You know, I'm actually a little shocked that my bananas was that easy. I'm seeing all these people say bananas and
okay, I don't feel so
the text,
bad now.
No.
A lot of people are texting in now after the answer, too, to look smart.
That's a cool move. Yeah. All right, so
it's
listen.
Like on Jeopardy, when one contestant gets it right, and then the other person on the other end goes, yeah, I knew that.
All right, here we go. The average person will buy 12 of these in their lifetime. 704-570-9595. Any guesses in the room?
I'm afraid to guess now.
Yeah, you be quiet.
Okay.
You bought way more of these, I'm sure.
Is it mattresses?
That's a good guess.
That's a lot of mattresses, though. 12 mattresses in your life?
In your life, though.
Still a lot.
No, that's
Jeez,
not.
Lauren, for somebody who doesn't have a guess, I wouldn't be making fun
I
of
I do
my
have
guess.
A guess. I'm just afraid to guess, Manny.
All right, 704-570-9595. The average person will buy 12 of these in their lifetime. Taking your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one in music station. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Rin Morning Show. My mind bender is not so mind bending. The first one, it was easily guessed by our Lauren, so I got a backup one. And that is, the average person will buy 12 of these in their lifetime. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Ashley and Charlotte, what do you think it is?
Hi, good morning. I think it's sunglasses.
Sunglasses? Hmm. It's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But that would be incorrect.
I think if you only buy 12 sunglasses, you're pretty good keeping them.
Right, because
yeah.
I'm always buying sunglasses.
Yeah. A lot of cheapos that you could easily break and lose.
Break. Yeah.
All right, Lisa, let's go to Lisa in Harrisburg. What do you think it is? The average person buys 12 of these in their lifetime.
Good morning. Is it cars?
12 vehicles in their lifetime is the answer.
Oh.
Yeah. 12 vehicles the average person buys.
How'd she know that?
I don't know. To be honest, during the break, like 40 people called and said cars. to the point that I'm like, is my questions that easy today?
Hmm.
How'd you know that?
I just took a guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you counted like how many cars you have at this point in your life and you were on par for that, you'd be like, oh.
All right, let's see how many I've had. I've had 1, 2, 3. I've had four in my lifetime. How many? You've had five? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had 1, 2, 3.
Lauren changes cars depending on what color it is.
I lease cars because I get sick of them quickly.
She's had 30. How many you, bud?
I 1, 2, 3, 4. Four I bought, and then like I've leased the last three, so 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do the leasing thing now. What about you, Nicole?
I'm on my third.
Third?
Yeah.
I probably would have been on my third if it wasn't for, I guess I've only ever owned three.
Because you drove your parents' car for a while.
Right, that was my fourth.
Yeah.
Right, so, but yeah, I guess you're right. Then I'm on my third. I guess I'm like Nicole, too.
What was the first brand new car that your parents bought you?
My parents didn't buy me a car.
Me neither.
Yeah. You rich, Joe.
What?
You guys are terrible children. My
Must be
so
nice.
They bought my sister a car.
What'd she get?
She got a 1998 red Mustang convertible. It was awesome,
dude.
It was cool.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
The Eagle Talon, which was like the Mitsubishi Eclipse.
Okay. You just look like a Mitsubishi Eclipse guy.
No way. That's like an adult dancer's car.
In front of it. Remember you could put the lights underneath it? Like the
Man. Fast and Furious 1. I remember that.
That sunroof popped off, too.
You bet you thought you were so cool. You brand new, huh? Your parents bought you brand new cars? Yeah. NBN must be nice.
My dad had a complete opposite thought process from all the other kids I grew up with who had used cars for their first car. Because they're like, when you learn how to drive, you're going to have accidents.
Right.
So my dad goes, yeah, not if you have a new car. The kids are going to drive extra careful.
Must be nice guy here. Hey, how's y'all doing? Hey, Manny.
Yes, must be nice guy.
Well, it must be nice to get brand new cars. You know, whenever I have to get a change of tires, I have to buy a new car on Craigslist. It's cheaper to buy a new car, quote unquote, than buy a new tire. Must be nice to get a brand new vehicle when you're 15, 16 years old so you can wreck it.
I was 17, must be nice guy, but I was loved by my parents. Yeah, my parents used money.
You think that your parents loved you more than our parents loved us because they bought you a brand new car?
My parents had a rusty Geo Tracker that I don't think locks worked to, and the convertible was caving in.
Roy, I could see the road when I drove in my dad's truck when we were little.
There was a half an inch of aluminum between me and death at any given moment.
I love where we're going. Let's take a round of calls and texts. Tell us about your first car. The very first car you owned.
704-570-9595. Call text the studios. We'll talk to you next.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, we're talking about your first car you ever had. And a lot of these stories are about their janky first cars. Let's go to Jesse in Charlotte. Tell us about that first car.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So my first car was a consolation prize because I was using my dad's phone, and a lady who was not my mom sent him a not safe for work picture, and I saw it. And I got a consolation car. It was a 1995 Pontiac Sunfire. That thing was loaded.
Oh, my God.
Because I caught him, and I said, what is this? He said, I'll buy you a new car.
He immediately said that.
That was the end of the conversation because I was 15. I had been begging for a car for months.
What did he tell your mom?
Yeah, how did he sell to your mom that you got a car?
He said that he just told her it was time. It was time for me to get a car, and that he had found a good deal somewhere, and she agreed to it.
Okay,
she does not know.
How long? She doesn't know to this day?
To this day, does not know.
Are they still married?
Yep.
Oh my God.
4 years and counting.
If I ever found out that
car.
I don't care. If I ever found out that Cashton and Jackson lied to cover up an affair for Dallas, I would kill all three of them.
Now, do you?
You know what? Right there,
hated me.
That is why the show Snap exists.
Okay. So, do you think that he's still sending photos Okay, you think it was just a one-off?
It was just a one-off, and they were going through, like, a rough patch at that time. I mean, they're completely solid now, but at the time, they weren't, and I definitely cashed out on it.
My God.
That is an expensive message.
Okay, you know what? I don't think we can take any other calls. That is the best first car story I think we've ever had.
Listen to this text, though. 910 said, the first car I got was from someone that got too many DUIs, so they had to install one of those blow-before-you-go breathalyzer tests. I had to blow it just to start the car. It was still in there.
Take a better move.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.